Moose Jaw, City Hall's recreation branch experienced the most safety incidents during this year's third quarter, with many of those situations requiring first aid due to wasp stings, data show. The recreation branch had 10 total safety incidents between July 1 and September 30, with 9 staff requiring first aid and 1 not needing any time off to deal with the medical issue, according to a third quarter report presented during a recent city council meeting. Motor vehicle incidents are the next highest category of incidents, showing through almost all groups, the report said, noting that Safety Services was working with groups to implement better corrective actions to limit similar incidents from happening again. Transit and parks were tied with 7 safety incidents during Q3, with the former dealing with motor vehicle incidents, non-occupational situations and near misses, while the latter dealt with first aid, property damage, motor vehicle incidents, no lost time and lost time. Meanwhile, other data for Q3 2024 versus Q3 2023 showed first aid, 10/5, dangerous occurrence, 1/1, lost time injury, 2/0, no lost time, 5/1, near misses, with property, vehicles, people, etc., 3/15, motor vehicle accidents, 8/1, property damage, 5/11, non-occupational, 4/1, labor relations. CUPE submitted 2 grievances during the third quarter, while 6 grievances were resolved, the report said. Meanwhile, by September 30, there were 3 active CUPE grievances, which was a decrease from 4 in Q2. Workforce demographics. The workforce demographics, employees' years of service, for the city of Moose Jaw at the end of Q3 2024 were fewer than 5 years, 44.1%, 5 to 10 years, 20.2%, 10 to 15 years, 13.8%, 15 to 20 years, 8.6%, 20 to 25 years, 6.1%, over 25 years, 7.2%. Furthermore, the age demographics showed under age 20 to 7.5%, ages 20 to 30 to 14.1%, ages 30 to 40 to 25.6%, ages 40 to 50 to 24.5%, ages 50 to 60 to 15.6%, over age 60 to 12.7%. Moreover, men comprised 62.5% of the workforce while women comprised 37.5%. Also, Indigenous people, First Nations, Métis and Inuit, made up 2.3% of the workforce, visible minorities made up 3.7% and people with disabilities comprised 2.3%. Also, as of September 30, 2024, there were 323 people working for the municipality, compared to 377 by September 30, 2023, the report added. The next regular council meeting is Monday, January 13, 2025.